1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. That's the latest from Sugar Ray. Song called Every Morning. That's a cool song. I'm proud to say The Rock of New York coming out of that song.
Kind of changing their sound a little, Sugar Ray, remember?
Remember
Mean Machine?
Yeah. Well, Sugar Ray realized they could make a lot of money writing hit songs instead of in-your-face rock.
Right.
So.
And that's what they're doing.
Well, good afternoon, Opie.
How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm all bandaged up.
I see. Opie had a little accident prior to showtime today.
Well, it freaked you out. It freaked everyone out. It didn't really hurt, but a lot of people could relate to this.
It really freaked me out. It kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies.
That's what I got,
the heebie-jeebies. We were looking through the...
Well, our pal Ralph DeTore gave us the latest...
Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar.
And I got so excited to get to this, and I ripped off the plastic, and I was trying to open it up, and...
Oh, God. He puts his finger in between the... little pages to open up the seal. And
well, I didn't realize there was razor sharp cardboard in the middle of the calendar. Just sliced my finger bad.
There's nothing worse. Nothing worse than paper
cuts. And everyone in the room just went, because they just know what happened.
I thought the song was going to stop because you threw the calendar onto the board, ran out of the room, but your finger was still there.
Ah, the blood is just pouring out of this thing. It was a good sized cut.
Pretty good. Good paper cut.
But I'm bandaged up and ready to go here. So.
All right. Good. Good for you.
Wow. We have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. Got a couple of feedbacks, too. This guy Joe from Bayonne says his dad is going to get the pipe tomorrow.
Rick, we got the pipes on. We got to play for that guy.
Oh.
Rick's finding it.
Of course, we haven't spoken about the pipe in quite a while.
Right.
When a guy reaches a certain age, the doctor recommends he gets the pipe.
The pipe.
A colonoscopy. And they take this periscope and shove it in you. Kind of take a peek around, make sure everything's hunky-dory.
Yeah, we all have a fear of the pipe.
And there's a conflict on what age you should get the pipe. I'm hearing 50. Some people say 40. If you have problems in your family.
Well, Charlton Heston on Larry King the other night,
because
he's been suffering with prostate cancer.
I get the pipe whenever I can. Damn you, pipe! Damn the pipe!
He says when you're pushing 50, you should start getting the pipe.
Pushing 50.
And most guys are completely horrified about going to the doctor and getting the pipe.
Doctor held the pipe like Moses held his mighty staff and parted my legs as if it were the Red Sea.
You want to play the pipe song for this poor guy's father?
Free my prostate from this evil lord. Damn you to hell.
Yeah, so we have a pipe song my brother wrote. Charlton Heston's got prostate cancer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's just getting over it, though. Looks like he's going to be okay.
I'm going to be fine. Damn my prostate to hell! Get this cancerous prostate out of me, you damn dirty ape!
Speaking of apes... No, we'll say that for later.
Oops. Yeah, it's a mid-show break.
Oops, I forgot we're on the radio. Never mind.
So, my brother came up with a little pipe ditty.
Yeah.
And this just goes out to the people that have to get the pipe.
Well, let's dedicate it to that guy. What's his name again?
Well, Joe from Bayonne. His father is getting the pipe tomorrow, so we'll play him the pipe song.
This is for Joe's father. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Rush from Moving Pictures. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Is it true we have an Opie and Anthony chat room now, Anthony?
Yes. Yes, if you go to the NEW website, click on our pictures.
Yeah.
And you'll see a little link for a chat room.
Hmm.
You go in there, and you can chat with fellow fans.
Well, I think there's one guy in there right now.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
He called them and goes, hey, talk about your chat room. I want to talk to someone.
I'm going to have to pop in there.
Well, we've been trying to get this going for the last few weeks, and I think it's finally up and running.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're talking about it on our show, so.
Yeah, I'll have to pop in here. Let me get over to there.
Yeah, so why don't you pop in right now, Ant?
I will.
Okay.
I'll do that.
And if you're online right now, pop in. Do us a favor. Tell us how it's working. All right? We can use your feedback on this.
Yes.
We're trying to give you something a little different with our radio show.
More interactive.
We have the instant feedback. We do have the phone lines. We have the fax machine.
And now we have a chat room.
We let you become part of the show.
We try.
Yeah. You know, speaking of which, someone on the email, I think it was, or was it Jennifer? Somebody. They were trying to figure out what was the first sitcom on TV that had the couples sleeping in the same bed. The first show.
Where the characters, the husband and wife,
yeah,
on
like
the show.
Yeah, like in I Love Lucy, they had separate beds, and they were married. When did they finally break that barrier?
Huh.
I can only go as far back as the Brady Bunch.
Well, it was 68.
Brady Bunch was 68. Someone had to do it before that, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Any guesses? Dick Van Dyke Show, they were in separate beds, right?
Separate beds, right. Rob and Laura Petrie.
Huh.
Wow, that's a good question.
So we'll throw that out there today. It's a simple little stupid question, but... What?
The Munsters.
Munsters?
The Munsters.
Was that a bed they slept in? Didn't they sleep on top of Spot?
I don't know if... What? Yeah, wait a minute. The Munsters?
Yeah, maybe. All right, now we're going as far back as the Munsters. When was that show on TV? Like mid-60s it started?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, phones are going crazy, so we'll get... An answer on that.
Yeah, someone will come over there.
Something stupid, I know, but...
we need the answer, you know?
Are you in the chat room?
Not yet.
Oh, it's taking time?
Yeah, okay. You know how it is.
All right, next time we talk, we'll be checking out what you guys are saying in the chat room to see if it's working, okay?
All right. Yeah!
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away, and Fog Hat. Before that, I Just Want to Make Love to You. We had that one cranked to the studio.
Yeah.
Brought back a little bit of memory for us.
Rock. Get them guitars in there. Yeah.
It was just a jam.
Yeah. Kind of love songs like that.
Remember when Fog Hat started touring in the early 90s again? Kind of like a reunion tour.
Well, yeah.
And they were nicknamed Fake Hat. Because you'd go see him, and the lead guitarist was like 23 years old. Like, wow, that guy didn't age too much.
Hey, wait a minute. This isn't Fog Hat.
I hate when bands do that in general.
Yeah.
Like, you go see one of your, you know, your old bands and stuff, yeah. And it turns out that it's not even the lead singer anymore. Like, Journey did that over the summer. Touring without Steve Perry. That's ridiculous. Or then you find out it's like the roadie is the only member of the new band that has any connection to the actual band.
The actual roadie.
The actual roadie.
The actual drum tech.
Right. But the rest of the band is brand new.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. We got a guy on the line who has an answer to that stupid trivia question.
Oh, okay.
We kind of stopped our whole radio show for Jennifer down the hall.
She came in wondering, yeah, who was the first television couple to sleep in one bed?
Mm-hmm. And the furthest back a week ago was Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
But it had to be before that. Hi, Annie W.
In answer to your question about the separate beds, it's Ozzie and Harriet, and it's got to be right because it was a Jeopardy question. And that was the answer, Ozzie and Harriet. I got it wrong.
You know, I got to go with you on that one.
I believe it. If Jeopardy says it, it's got to be right.
That's right.
All right, guys.
I got to go with you there.
What is Ozzie and Harriet?
What is Ozzie and Harriet?
Cool,
or,
man.
Who were Ozzie and Harriet?
Thank you.
Be good.
Bye.
And there Ozzie you have and Harriet, huh?
The answer. I've never watched Ozzie and Harriet at all.
I did years ago.
Is it a good one?
No, it's kind of stupid. What about June and Ward Cleaver?
They never showed any bedroom scenes.
Yeah. But she always used to say stuff like, you know.
The famous, that old gag.
Ward, weren't you a little rough on the beaver last night? You know.
So you're implying that show was explicit?
Well, that they had to be sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah.
If he was, you know, giving any kind of discipline to the beaver. Maybe.
That old gag.
That old ploy. That old beaver gag. Remember that? The beaver.
We're retarded. Have we gotten any faxes today, Rick? No? No one wants to talk to us today?
Okay, that's great. Well,
thank you.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Here every day trying to pump out new material, and you guys don't care.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Fax line is 212-957-WNEW. We got to talk about Clinton and the NBA strike and whatever else you want to talk about. The Rock of New York, 1027-WNEW. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony. Fax line 212-957-WNEW. Hey, guys, because of that scumbag Mickey Rooney, my wife will not give me my Tuesday night Hummers anymore. You see, my wife and I watched Bill yesterday.
Oh, no.
I could not stop laughing, and she did not appreciate it very much and swore off my Tuesday night Hummers. What do I do? Joe from the courthouse, the guy who got in trouble for playing the Special Olympics song.
We're getting the guy screwed.
Yeah, but we warned everyone.
I know.
We told you guys to rent Bill, the old movie with Mickey Rooney from, I think, 1981. Bill Paxton is in it. No, not Bill.
No, it's
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid's in it.
Yeah.
And Mickey Rooney plays Bill, an old retarded guy. But you don't want it the sequel. You don't want that one. You just want the one, Bill.
Bill.
I saw it. I could totally relate to this guy. The first time I saw it was on TV, and I was sitting in the living room with my girlfriend at the time, this girl Lisa, and she's crying at this movie. Because, Bill, it's so sad. Oh, my God. And I'm roaring laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing.
And it's not a comedy. It's supposed to be a drama.
He's got this bad toupee on his head. He's like, I'm a regular good man with regular good hair. And I got good teeth, too. Oh, boy. And they hire him at the school to make coffee at the coffee shop. Wild Bill's Coffee Shop. Boy, oh, boy, I make the good coffee now. Oh, boy.
Well, my favorite scene still is the chicken scene.
Yeah, where Dennis Quaid takes him over his parents' house.
His parents that live in Connecticut, yeah. They're like an upper-middle-class family, and they do everything perfect.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid comes over and is like, and Mom, Dad, this is Bill. And they're like, oh, hello, Bill. They're horrified by him. Hi there, it's old Bill. Where's the chicken? He sits down and starts mauling the entire platter of chicken and piling it on his plate.
His greasy little...
His greasy bits. Yeah, he's got like these little midget Vienna sausage-looking fidget fingers. Oh, boy, I like chicken. And they're telling him, Bill, stop. Bill, relax, stop, no more. Oh, boy. And then Dennis Quaid yells at him, Bill! And he gets up and cries and runs in the kitchen. Right. And he's standing in the corner with his head in the corner when Dennis Quaid gets in there. And at this point, I got tears coming down my face. I'm laughing so hard. And Lisa is just beating the crap out of me. She's crying. They get very sensitive, girls, about movies like that.
It's a cult favorite on the Opie and Anthony show.
I love Bill. Best movie. And the most heartwarming, touching scene. When Dennis Quaid gets a job far away, he's been caring for Bill. And Bill got this job at the college making coffee. They taught him, now you put the coffee filter in the machine. Coffee filter, I got that. And now five scoops, Bill. Five. 1, 2, 8, 3, 17, 8, 9. And then Dennis Quaid was going away. And he said, Bill, would you like to come with us? I got a new job. And we have a new baby, and I have responsibilities, but you could come if you want. And Bill goes, I have responsibilities, too. I make the coffee. It's like, oh, yeah, boy. Can't find another gem job like that, can you, Bill?
I like when he's trying to get the phone number from the operator.
Oh, when Dennis Quaid, his character Perry Moore, went to another state to look for this new job, and Bill's trying to call him. Because he was all upset, and he's telling the operator, I want Barrymore. And she goes, number, please. He kept giving too many numbers. 357-259-603-1894. I'm sorry, it's too many numbers. Barrymore, 525-689-3872-5. And then he's driving down the street with Dennis Quaid, and he kept saying, my sister lived here. She lived on Florida Street. And he goes, there she is. And Barry lets him out of the car, and Bill's chasing this old lady down the street. It's a scream. And he's going, come here, Mary.
Was it her sister?
No, she turns around and goes, my name is Inga. And she's running horrified from this retarded old man with bad teeth and a bad wig.
It's a comedy.
I got regular good hair and good teeth. I got good teeth because I'm a regular good man. I got my lucky $5 bill in my wallet. Oh, Bill.
Didn't he sing a song, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a classic comedy movie. Watch it with your girlfriend. She will be pissed to no end at you.
Bill.
I know from experience.
Starring Mickey Rooney. 1981-ish, 82 maybe.
Sequel sucked. Don't bother. Helen Hunt was in it.
Yeah.
In the sequel. Not to be bothered.
Okay. Bill, though.
Bill.
And that's where Anthony got one of his characters from.
That's where old Bill on the Little Rascal.
They call my name's Bill.
They call my name's Bill.
The Alzheimer guy that was trying to cross the street, that's where Anthony got the inspiration for that bit.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, they keep showing the Doritos chick on TV. Oh, God, I can't even...
Concentrate.
Oh, there she goes. Oh. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. Lenny Kravitz and Iggy Pop did a great version of that song during the VH1 Fashion Awards a few months back.
Yeah.
Another dumb award show, but it was cool to see Iggy and Lenny on the stage doing that. They should release that. Hmm. It was neat. Someone's got to tell Iggy, though, to put his shirt on.
Yeah, that's a pretty disgusting view.
You see him on TV, and he does those commercials and stuff, and it's like, wow, I didn't know you had veins like that.
He's got his shirt off entirely too much.
He's got just these weird veins.
Popping out all in his neck and everything.
Yeah, guys, keep on rocking. You're doing a great job. I used to listen to you guys in Massachusetts. Now I'm glad you're in New York, Joe Bennett.
Oh, thank you. Someone drew a big butt. The hell is that? People are hysterical.
Looks like Rocky Allen's butt. Takes up the whole damn page.
Can you see the picture of Rocky today?
You mean Roy Biggins? I guess one of our competitors is leaving and going on to ABC Radio.
ABC.
Oh. One down, a few more to go.
Godspeed, Rocky. Godspeed to you.
Have fun over there.
Yeah.
Okay. That fact totally distracted me. Pucker up.
Pucker up.
212-757-1027 if you got something for the show. Hi, NEW.
Hey, I was wondering, can you guys play that They Call Me Bill bit they were just talking about on the air, the Alzheimer's call?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, thanks a lot.
We're kind of on that subject. What the hell?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, we should do that, huh?
Why not?
Okay. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. The band is Creed. Their debut CD, My Own Prison. Another track, that is one. I think this is the fifth or sixth song that has made it to radio. This album is absolutely awesome if you're looking for something new to check out. Sophie and Anthony. Music sounds great today. Andrea, down the hall, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 offices. Thank you, Andrea.
We're finally getting there.
I think so. I think the music sounds great.
Yeah.
Kind of best of the old, best of the new. We're getting a little feel here, figuring it all out.
Hey, market went down a little bit today, Opie, after that huge gain yesterday. Down 7.21 on the Dow.
Uh-huh.
NASDAQ up 5.23. So that means Amazon must not have made that much, right? Let's see what it went up. Let's see.
Okay.
Amazon. Oh, it only went up 20 7/8 today.
No kidding.
Oh, my.
Are you still in on that one?
I got out yesterday.
You got out yesterday?
I got out yesterday when it was at 138.
But you got in at 126?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I made like I had two shares.
We figured it out. You made $65.
Yeah,
the stock goes up 12 points. You make $65.
My commission was $75.
You're $10 in the hole.
No, I figure I won, right? Didn't I win?
Barely.
I got to figure this market thing out.
What did eBay do today? eBay was up 59 points yesterday alone.
eBay.
The online shopping thing, which is huge now, as we all know.
Oh, my goodness.
And earlier on, it was up another 30 today.
Was it?
Yeah.
Earlier?
When I checked this morning, it was up, I think, 28 points.
Wow.
I'm serious.
I'm just stalling, if you notice, by my wow thing.
Like you care.
Yeah. Wow. Let me see.
Just type it in eBay.
Let me pop it in there, Opie, for you.
Working.
Okay. That's like, oh, only 15. Only up 15.
Up 15 today and up 59 yesterday.
Yeah. 298.
Not much of a profit the last 2 days.
No.
74 points in 2 days.
You have to be a madman to get in on these things. You have your bottle of Pepto-Bismol, your Tums, and you get into the internet stocks.
Anthony, I'm getting scared, though.
They fly 20 points, 30 points, either way, on any given day, for no apparent reason whatsoever.
I'm scared, though.
Why?
We commute, as everyone knows by now. We used to talk about radio and what's going on in the news and sports a little bit and music. Now all Anthony will talk about on the way in is stocks.
Anthony now gets up early. You guys got to understand something about Anthony. I've known him for 5 years now. The guy doesn't like getting up before noon, if he can help it. What time do you get up now, Anthony?
Well, I get up probably 8:30.
Trust me, that is very early for Anthony. And why do you get up at 8:30, Anthony?
Well, I have to see how the futures market did, and how all the international markets did over the course of the night.
Right.
To get a kind of a read on what's going to happen on
Wall Street. Then you turn on the TV, get a little analysis in you, right?
Turn on MSNBC. I watch Squawk Box
okay.
with the boys. And I pop my computer on.
Right.
I get on E-Trade.
Yeah.
And I go to town, baby.
Anthony's been
tens of dollars are flying out at a time.
He does all this to make about $10 or $20 a day in his little day trading.
I'm a player, baby.
I don't know you anymore.
Come on.
Let me explain. When I met Anthony, now I don't think I've changed that much
here's
in 5 years.
Oh, no, not at all.
All right, you can abuse me, but let me start.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a little radio show on Long Island, and Ant came aboard because he's obviously very talented. And
thank you, Opie.
And I couldn't believe no one else in radio snagged him up.
Thank you.
Howard was using Anthony a little bit on his show, matter of fact.
Yeah, that was fun.
Matter of fact, he plays all your bits all the time over there. Getting a lot of email about that. But when Anthony started doing the show with me,
yeah.
way back when, first of all, he couldn't do a radio show without being drunk.
Well, drunk is a kind of a coarse term, Opie. I used to drink a couple of beers before I came in. I wasn't on any radio station payroll. I was coming in as a friend.
Well, but don't be defensive.
After working at Apollo Air Conditioning for 8 hours a day.
Don't be defensive.
If they're listening, it's five and they know it. 8 hours a day.
Don't be defensive. You have changed your ways.
Yes, I have.
It is very obvious, but in your day, 5 years ago, you liked to tip them back a few before you, before you did the show with me.
Well, of course, I think anybody would be a little nervous going on the great Opie Nighttime Attitude show.
Shut up.
I mean, my God, oh, boo, boo, boo. It was...
All right.
I had to maybe, yeah, I loosened up, let's say. Couple of beers, you're right.
Granted, us together is much better than my little solo show, but it was effective.
Okay.
Right. So...
he's defending himself.
So man. You were, you like to tip him back.
And
yeah. You were into air conditioning. But you didn't even own a car. You drove around the Apollo air conditioning van.
I never drove the company van at night without their permission, Opie. There were numbers on the back. It said, you know, if... If you're driving lousy, you know, call this number.
You covered that up in mud.
I used electrical tape and changed the 3 to an 8.
Okay. Did you really?
Yeah.
Because, all right. Because you had a jet ski, and what do you have on...
Oh, no!
What do you have on the back of the Apollo van?
It was just a coincidence there was a trailer hitch on the back of the Apollo van.
The van that you were not supposed to be driving around after work.
And if I'm not supposed to be driving it after work, would I be towing a jet ski with the comfort with the Apollo van? Would I be towing it? Actually driving the Apollo van down the Ashroken ramp to put my jet ski in the water during company hours?
Of course you wouldn't do such a thing.
Of course not.
Now let's fast forward 5 years. Now you're sipping espresso over there. You got a laptop in front of you. You now like day trade while we're trying to do a radio show.
I'm not day trading during the show.
You get up at 8:30 now to check out what the futures did. You have completely changed.
Have
my,
I changed?
My friend.
Have I changed?
A little bit.
I got to get back to my roots.
I'll never forget. When it was time for Anthony and I to leave Long Island because nothing was happening at that station, they actually were trying to break us up.
Wanted me to do the morning show.
Yeah, that was a smart move, to break us up.
There was a real hard decision for me to make. should I go with Opie to Boston and start my radio career on the Opie and Anthony show in Boston? Or throw out a couple of lame-o jokes with Bucky Buckman on the morning show. I actually did his show a couple of times in the morning.
Yeah.
And here is a prime example of how it worked when I was there. I would do like maybe a Clinton thing. You know, hey, Anthony, do a little Clinton joke.
Hey, boy, I sure am in trouble now.
That's hysterical. 72 degrees this morning.
Q of the D next.
Q of the D coming up next.
That's it. That was it.
Great break.
So I could have stayed in that hell. But no, I decide, I go with Opie.
Well, thank you, friend.
Well, thank you, Opie. Mutual admiration. So, bull crap is over.
So the funniest part, though, about that. Now I go, Anthony, now you've got a car, right, to drive to Boston? Because I would only see this Apollo air conditioning van that he drove everywhere. To bar gigs. We'd be slamming shots. And smoking dope with whoever would give it to us at the time.
I never smoked pot.
No, we didn't, actually.
I might have had a shot or two.
So Anthony goes, yeah, I got a car. So I go to his house. This is like days before we're supposed to leave for this big radio gig in Boston. I go to his apartment, and the car he was supposed to drive to Boston was on four cinder blocks in the yard.
I had tires on order.
Well, you're driving that to Boston? Goes, yeah, man, it'll run.
It'll run.
When was the last time you used it? I don't know, 18 months ago?
Well, it might have gotten run down because I never went out because I couldn't drive the van.
But amazingly, that was the Dodge Aries K, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazingly, that damn thing lasted for another year and a half. He drove it back and forth to Boston.
Yes,
what,
it
about
did.
100 times?
100 times. It blew up in Mamaroneck
right.
Coming back one day on 95.
And yeah. What'd you do?
Left it there.
You just left it?
I ditched it. Totally ditched it.
So now that you're a world-famous radio DJ in New York, maybe someone could get a piece of your car if they're in the area.
That's gone. What are you kidding?
I'm sure it's still up in that neck of the woods.
Ditched it. I think I went to a U-Haul place and rented a U-Haul van for like $19 to get back. Dropped it off back in Boston.
So there's a little...
I have changed. You're right, Opie.
There's a little history lesson for you.
I'm going to have to get back to my roots,
yeah.
I guess.
Yes. As he sips his espresso.
It's not espresso. It's hot chocolate, you smart ass. Please.
All right. Well, we were going to talk about the Dow, but I guess not.
Oh.
We kind of started on that, but...
Yeah.
All right. Took a little detour.
Actually, it's pretty even today, considering how much it made yesterday.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Got something for this mess. Give us a call, 212-757-1027. And some of the faxes are sprinkling through if you want to add one to the pile. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That song sounds great while you're trying to get home, huh?
Yeah.
You want to be going 70, 75 when you hear that song, but you're stuck doing, maybe 35 right now if you're lucky?
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. The ladies from the Black Crowes before that, from By Your Side, Kicking My Heart Around. You okay there?
Thanks a lot. Just tripped over my headphone cord and ripped it around my head. I was like, all of a sudden, I'm blind.
Your headphone went snapping back and hit you in the eye.
All right.
This is a real dangerous studio today.
Yeah, I hope you got a big paper cut thumbing through the Sports Illustrated calendar.
I know you're sitting there going, oh, paper cut. It was pretty sick. Everyone got the heebie-jeebies when it happened.
Well, no one likes getting those.
Anyway. Black Crowes sounded great on the radio last night.
Yes.
The new CD's coming out Tuesday, I believe. And Chris Robinson and a bunch of the guys coming in to talk to Ralph DeTora Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, it looks like. All right?
Cool.
So what's the latest on Clinton? Have you heard about this new scandal?
What?
The prostitute and the 13-year-old child, the DNA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, supposedly he's got a... love child.
Love child.
With a prostitute.
An Arkansas prostitute.
This guy was just going to town.
You know, I can't take credit for it. Jay Leno had the best joke last night.
What?
You know, he was talking about the prostitute and the 13-year-old. And he goes, man, we've all seen what Clinton's girlfriends look like. Can you imagine what his hookers look like? Touché to Jay.
But, yeah, he's in some trouble.
But the press is trying to talk about this and ask Clinton questions about it, and the press secretary is going, oh, I'm not even going to acknowledge this.
Yeah.
This is complete stupidity.
Oh, don't even.
That's
preposterous.
Getting head in the Oval Office is just fine for the American public, but the possibility that he may have banged a hooker in Arkansas is crazy.
Yeah, they can't write anything off at this point. If a dog comes forward and says that Clinton did it,
yeah,
you got to take the dog's word for it.
You pretty much got to believe the dog.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. But they don't know how they're going to do this DNA thing. They're trying to, like, read the Star Report to read about the DNA in there, and then they're going to compare the results.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To the DNA of this kid.
Oh, they could do that, right? It's public record, his DNA.
You think?
Well, yeah, it would have to be.
You think that's enough? Probably.
From the splooge stain on the dress.
Right.
Yeah, they got that DNA, and it's in the Star Report, so I'm sure
But I don't think they're
going to
get an actual piece of the dress. They're just going to go with what the report says about the DNA.
Well, that's all they need is the little thing that you get once you know, all the little lines, like the little barcode you get when you do a DNA thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they could compare it with the girl and see if Clinton's is her dad. The little girl?
No, it's a guy.
It's a guy? A 15-year-old boy?
13-year-old child. Boy, yeah. And supposedly, there's some pictures circulating. It looks just like... supposedly.
I gotta see that.
I know. If someone knows where those pictures are, I think it made one of the tabloids, didn't it? But if you know where we can find the pictures on the internet, please give us a call or send us an instant feedback. We gotta check it out for ourselves.
This is like his little legacy, because wasn't his father a womanizer? And
his father was a drunk and a womanizer.
Yeah, and he was dropping batches all over the place. You know, yeah, some kids here and there.
Yeah.
The mother's, like, going out with all kinds of guys, and
yep.
I guess it kind of screwed him up.
There you go.
You know?
President has evicted Phelan brother doing talk show circuit in his defense.
Oh, yeah, that joke.
What, his
Roger.
Is defending him on the talk show circuit?
Yeah, he's on the talk show saying how he's a good guy and everything.
Yeah.
Mr. Convicted Cokehead.
Now, what happened with the impeachment hearing today?
I don't know. I haven't been able to confirm this report that...
But didn't you hear it on TV before you came in?
I heard it on MSNBC.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to see anything else that some one of the senators, a woman senator, fainted on the floor or something. Paramedics had to come to her aid.
Just as they were starting the proceedings.
Yeah. And it turns out that it's Clinton's sister-in-law.
This is turning out to be the Jerry Springer show. Is this an impeachment trial or the Jerry Springer show?
Yeah, they're going to start punching each other. That's what I can't wait for.
So are they saying this is a suspicious fainting?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to look into that story, Opie.
Okay.
I'll report back.
Also, the NBA strike is over. It's on every cover. Every single paper had the same headline today.
Yeah, they can't get original either.
We got game. Every paper had it. The Post, the News, and Newsday.
The Newsday put they got game.
Oh, that's more a little
original.
Different. Okay.
Yeah.
But what happened to Patrick Ewing? Did everyone else see that big black hooded sweatshirt of his?
Yeah. It wasn't a sweatshirt. It's a leather jacket. Look on the Newsday cover. It's in color. It's leather, and the hood is leather, and everything's just leather. Pulls it up over his head, and he's walking around all hunched over with that big leather hood pulled around his head. I don't know. It kind of looks familiar.
You have a thought in your head.
Well, yeah.
What is your thought, Anthony?
You know, I don't know who this is going to upset, offend. Quite frankly, I don't care, because this is just what popped into my head. With that leather hood around his head, he looked just like the General Gorilla from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, my. I can't be a part of that.
I'm sorry. Look.
What?
Look.
I just can't be a part
just
of that.
Just look. That's not... I'm not talking about anything racial. I'm just saying, look at the guy.
I would have said maybe the Black Yoda or something, but I can't be a part of that.
You didn't see, remember that guy? We must kill the humans.
Come on.
Sorry, my opinion.
All right. Very nice, Anthony.
Oh.
So we got a 52-game season starting February 2nd. Half a season being played in front of half the fans, because... pretty much no one is going to care for a while.
Oh, they will. They'll go.
Eventually, right?
No, I think right away.
You think right away they're going to start selling
right
out these
away,
games
right
and stuff?
Right away.
Oh, guys, people, I beg you. Let's make some sort of stand before we fall apart.
I think right away we'll be packed out.
The one person that is forgotten in all these negotiations is the fans.
Oh, they're not important.
Not at all.
They just give the money.
Oh, all right. Wow, phone's going crazy. I think they are offended by your little comment. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Georgia Satellites. It's Opie and Anthony on the way. Anthony, you should be psyched. We got another copy of the Jet song today.
Oh, come on.
The same one we had on the show yesterday.
Where'd you find that? I thought I had
filed
the last.
Well,
one.
You smashed the one we got yesterday.
Yeah.
And the boys FedExed us another one today.
Oh.
So I think we're gonna have to play the Jets song again, Anthony. We got to. With the big game coming up Sunday.
All right.
So you think you could sit there and enjoy the song this time around?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love just songs put to YMCA.
Now, you had a problem with that song yesterday, huh?
It was just bad. It just was a badly done song. I hate song parodies where the words don't quite fit in.
Yeah.
He's got to change where the accents on words are just to make them fit.
All right, we'll play it next.
Oh, thank you.
And we might have a surprise for all the Jet fans.
All right.
We're trying to make something happen. So you might want to stick around for that, too, okay?
Right.
Hi, N.E.W. N.E.W.
Hello.
Hi, N.E.W.
Oh, great. That works.
This is why...
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
That was good. We were told line 4 has a great comment about Patrick Ewing.
Nope.
Okay. Actually, Paul the lawyer is on the line.
Paul, oh yeah, legal counsel.
He pays too much attention to our show. He's been keeping a list of everything we think sucks around here at NEW.
Yeah, he was saying something like we're bitching all the time about stuff. And I didn't believe it, but I guess he's got a list.
Well, it's the new year. It's 1999 now. We're not bitching as much as we did in 1998, are we, Anthony?
We had much to bitch about in 98.
Yes, but now we're moving forward. Right. We brought Ralph DeTour aboard. He's great.
We've jettisoned some of the older cargo that was weighing our ship down.
And new morning show starts a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving forward.
Yeah. So what are we bitching about?
But Paul has a list of things we bitch about. Hey, Paul, what do you got?
Okay, listen to this shit. This is going back a ways. This starts off with Anthony complaining about that the computers suck. Specifically, the website needs help. On to the next thing. The phones suck. Opie's earphone sucks. The engineering department sucks. You guys have problems with the other DJs. The other DJs suck. The lawyers suck because they did away with Fields for Meals.
Right.
The NEW van sucks. Opie and Anthony's commute sucks. They put no money in your show, which sucks. And this is my favorite gripe you guys have. Back when Mellencamp was doing the in-store, NEW has no helicopter, so we have to walk to the store. I'm worried, guys. I'm very worried about you guys.
I remember saying that one. Yeah?
Yeah, that's something a pompous DJ would say.
No, come on, because you guys wanted everyone to meet you downstairs. You're going to walk over there. And Anthony goes, if this was a real radio station, they'd have a helicopter to take us over.
I stand by that comment.
I remember that, because I almost ran into the back of somebody on the Garden State when you said that.
Well, congratulations, Paul. You found the underlying theme of the Opie and Anthony show. It only took you 6 months, but yeah.
We suck. Or we hate everything. One or the other.
And our listeners suck.
Oh, you love it.
All right, Paul.
Talk to you. Bye.
Good job. Man, we're taking a lot of abuse in the last few days. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. The song goes on for another 30 seconds, but I never liked this part of the song. From Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd, Welcome to the Machine. Goo Goo Dolls before that from Dizzy Up the Girl and Slide. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
And on the phone, I believe we have my favorite Jet, number 80, getting ready for the Jaguar game Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, are we positive it's Wayne Corbett?
Yeah, I would think so. Better be.
It better be. Is right. But we've been getting a lot of faxes from Jets camp for the last few weeks, and we found out that a bunch of the guys are really into our show. They liked Yoshi the Pork Man, that Christmas song that we did.
Well, Opie, who didn't? Just warmed the cockles, didn't it?
They were faxing us and calling us and begging us to play that one. Yeah. While they were in after team meetings and stuff, they would gather around the radio and get a real laugh out of that.
Yeah.
And we begged Wayne to give us a call and, say hi as he gets ready for the big game Sunday.
Yeah.
And he's a little under the weather, so he wants to just hang out for a few minutes.
Okay.
Wayne!
How you doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, just trying to shake this cold.
Yeah, that's what I hear. You've been under the weather the last few days?
Like 3 days. It hit me like Thursday, maybe like Monday night. You know, I'll be brief.
Man, you're scaring me. I might have to change my bet this Sunday.
No. I'll be fine. Just get a little more rest.
How's the feel of the players right now?
Everybody feels good. They're a little uptight, but it seems like it's totally different than last week. Everyone was loose, and I think everyone's scared. We've been hearing about confidence and not getting too much of it.
Is Bill up your asses this week or what?
Well, he just gives a look. He doesn't have to say anything.
He just gives that look from the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Well,
that's an intense look.
He's got the stare, man. If you step out of line, I mean, the only person that can do shit on the team is Pepper Johnson.
Really?
I mean, yeah, Pepper gets with a couple things, but...
Who's going to mess with Pepper, though?
Well, you know, he's known him forever.
Yeah.
Put it this way, you know, Pepper gets with a lot of calisthenics and crap like that, you know. But come Sunday, he's always ready to play. I'm just, you know, not taking antibiotics or anything. It's just getting juiced up and you can try to get as much rest as possible.
And you're still practicing even though you have this cold?
Well, just walking through things right now.
Really?
No one wants to get hurt.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Johnny Lang, still raining. AC/DC before that, it's Opie and Anthony.
All right, if you go to the NEW website.
Yeah.
And go to the studio cam link that we have.
Mm-hmm. That's after they click on our pictures, right?
Right. You click on our pictures. And you'll see studio cam. You click on that, and I put up the pictures of Clinton's love child and the hooker he had sex with.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Everyone else is saying it.
It's very suspicious, though.
Now that
the prostitute's kid is in
private school in Australia.
That's where all Arkansas prostitutes send their children to school, right? Private school in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Rides a kangaroo
to school every day.
And she's not giving any interviews anymore.
No, and they shan't be giving any DNA.
Really?
No, the president is pretty free with his DNA, but...
No, they won't give any.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll come out.
It'll come out in the open.
So you're convinced that this is definitely his love child.
It makes perfect sense.
This 13-year-old boy.
Clinton's record in the past. I don't know, the whole situation where a hooker has a kid and ends up in private school in Australia...
Well, let's get him to the next hemisphere.
Can we put him in a different hemisphere?
Can we put him on the Mars probe?
Yeah. Is there a school on Mars? Maybe.
Little child could go to.
All right, so they're up and running.
Yeah, they're up.
Very cool. You can
take a look for yourself, and you still got time to give your comments on the instant feedback. Tell us what you think.
Judge for yourself.
Of the pictures, right. Well, Anthony, a lot of people want to hear the Jet song from yesterday. Now, you broke the only copy we had.
Yes.
What, you're not a Jets fan? Is that what it is?
No, I would really like to see the Jets go all the way, of course. I'm from New York, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be one of those, I'm hopping on the bandwagon Jets fans, you know.
So, yay, good Jets, man, yeah!
Mm-hmm. You know, I hope they do very well.
And we got to thank Wayne Corbett for checking in earlier.
Yes.
He's fighting a cold, but he's going to be ready for Sunday.
But I have a problem with the song because I think it doesn't do the Jets justice. It's terrible.
All right.
It's an awful song parody.
And we got a lot of Giant fans calling, going, how could you guys put the Jets on? You're the Giant Stadium, blah, blah, blah. You know what? We covered the games here at NEW, mm-hmm. and we begged the Giants. We said we'd love to talk to a few of the players.
Yeah. They blew us off. Simple as that.
Yeah. Blew us off the whole
year. Thanks.
We find out that Wayne Corbett and a bunch of the Jets are fans of our show. They've been faxing us and calling us for the last few weeks. Of course we're going to put them on the air.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I grew up a Jet fan.
Yeah,
so
I bought the ridiculous little plastic helmet and shoulder pads when I was a kid.
Ran around the yard.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to sit through the Jets song today because they FedExed another copy of this.
I'm not going to sit through this and make like I enjoy it.
When what, Z100 was playing it this morning? Like it was a real, like, hey, this is great.
The Z100 played it this morning. I swear to God, because I was flipping around the dial this morning, checking out all the morning shows, which I like to do from time to time.
Oh, Howard was in commercial.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. At least we tell it like it is here. So,
yeah, when Howard's in commercial, you could catch a good half hour of somebody else's show.
You could take a half hour snooze,
and then he's finally back.
But, so out of nowhere, they play the song on Z100. I'm like, oh, they're probably going to abuse it like we did. I was kind of getting ticked off like they stole one of our bits.
Yeah.
Because we smashed the CD and everything yesterday.
They played the entire thing.
Hey, that's a great song.
And they came out of it, hucking it up all excited, thinking it was the best thing ever made.
That's got to be a big hit.
Ever made.
Yeah. That's got to be as big as that Let's Go Mets Go back in 86. Let's Go Mets Go. This is the next Let's Go Mets Go.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
Who came up with that one?
Oh, I don't know. It was all over the place. Let's Go Mets Go. Shut up.
Well, oh, that was horrible, too.
Well, Anthony, let's enjoy the Jets song.
I hate the team songs, like that some jerk-off comes up with in all the stages, like the Packers. What, didn't they have one?
They did, hey, Packerena.
Packerena.
Pack your anus.
This is horrible.
My favorite of all time was the Bears, though.
Oh, what did they have?
What did they have?
The Super Bowl shuffle.
The Super Bowl shuffle with the refrigerator.
Right.
The fridge.
The fridge.
And that jerk they had as quarterback, McMahon.
No.
That wasn't him?
No, it was him.
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's sit back and enjoy the Jets song, because if Z100 is playing it, and, you know, playing it as a real song that they enjoy, I think we're missing the boat on this. And we should take another listen to the Jets song today. They FedExed another copy.
Okay, maybe I was being a little too hasty.
Yeah, maybe the listeners would call up and tell us what they think of the song, okay?
Okay, great.
Because surely if Z100's on top of it, I think we should be too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Good, it's not working.
No, it's not working. Wait, let me try it again. All right, here it is. Let's open it with
it. Woo! Oh, boy.
It's not entertaining.
I'm trying to enjoy this, Anthony.
Let's Go Mets Go. Blew this away.
All right, let's see what the listeners say. Hi, Annie W.
Hey.
Annie W.
What do you think of this great song?
Oh, my God. What, are you kidding me? I'd rather listen to Scott Muni.
Come on. If Z100's playing it, I think we should play.
It's got to be good.
Because they know what's going on.
Listen, tell me you're going to play it one more time. I'm throwing out my car phone right now. You want to listen? Yeah. Turn it up. I'm gonna backdoor to do it in front of me, I swear to God.
I want to hear you throw your car phone out the window.
Hold on. You there?
Yeah.
One sec. Right. Coming up to a light.
Okay. Smash it right on the ground.
Putting it on. I gotta throw this thing. Ready?
Yeah.
You listening?
Yeah.
All right. I'm on Hackensack Avenue in Hackensack by the courthouse.
All right, throw it. Hello? Hello?
I think he threw it.
He threw his phone. You see what you're doing to people?
He liked the song so much, Anthony, that he threw his cell phone out the window.
Okay, this is horrible.
Hi, Annie W.
Opie!
Yeah.
Opie!
Yeah.
Stop playing that crap!
Isn't this awful? Come on, Z100 likes it. We gotta like it too.
Jeez.
No.
Get the
KY. Listen, I'm a Dolphins fan, and I'm happy the Jets are in it, but give me a break. YMCA?
I know.
Like the guy and his pal were driving home from the game. This is how the story goes. This guy that wrote this are driving home from the game, and both started singing to the YMCA. And thought up this song. I don't know. When I'm driving home from the game with my pals, we're not listening to the Village People. All right? Call me silly.
Absolutely terrible.
Doesn't it end? Hi, Eddie W.
Hey, I want to talk to Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, we're right here.
Hey, what's going on?
Is this awful?
Yo, this song sucks doggy dung.
All right, man. Thanks. Hi, Annie W.
Annie W.
Nick, I talked to him about the song?
Yeah, we're on the air live. What's up?
I just want to tell you, I want to know, did Liberace write the, Liberace write this?
Yeah. Liberace and Rock Hudson got together and wrote this. I don't know. I think you guys are off on this one. If Z100's playing it, you know. They love it. We should love it, too.
Whoever wrote this song has to be gay.
All right, well.
Did you get it off enough already?
All right, Anthony. Well,
that is horrid.
Now, listen.
What?
Now, listen.
What?
The Jets are going to the Super Bowl. We're going to need to play the song at least another 10 times. So please do me a favor.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the CD here.
Okay.
And find a really good place for it, okay?
Okay. Let me put it in. I'm gently and gingerly putting it in its case.
Okay, good.
I don't want to hurt this YMCA.
All right. Now, I see you got it back in the case. Now,
Where can I put it that it would be safe and no one will get hurt or hurt it, step on it maybe?
Well, we got a pile of all our you know, comedy CDs, our Demented World CD,
yeah,
and a
yeah.
lot of our bits on CD. Mm-hmm. Why don't you put it on the top of the pile? Now, yeah. carefully place it on the top of the pile. We need to play that first thing tomorrow.
This CD?
Yeah, right here.
The one
yeah.
in my hand?
Yes, yes.
The YMCA yes. Jets parody?
Yeah,
this one?
Carefully.
Joe, who wrote that song?
Don't send any more. Enough with the YMC gay.
I'm rolling over in my chair. Here we go. All right, we're running a little late today. We'll be back on the radio in a few minutes. Ending after 7 once again tonight. Everyone's making their comments about Clinton's love child on the instant feedback. We'll read a few of those in just a bit here.
Badco on your radio.
Badco.
Badco on your radio. Can't get enough.
We're going to send that out to the president, everyone.
Ho-ho! That's Wax Zanerific all play.
Van Halen, before that, why can't this be love?
It's because you're a whore.
We'll send that one out to Clinton, too.
People are checking out the Clinton hooker pictures.
Wait, man, we haven't done the call letters yet.
Oh, go ahead.
That's like taboo. You got to do the call letters every time you talk.
Go ahead.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York.
Done?
Yeah.
Okay. People are checking out the Clinton pictures of the hooker
mm-hmm.
and his alleged love child
uh-huh.
from Arkansas. We put him up on the NEW website where it says in studio cam.
Now, this story is getting bigger and bigger. The kid is, 13 years old now?
Yeah.
And he's going to private school in Australia.
Yeah. Where all Arkansas hookers send their children to private school. Gee, you think she had a little help getting the kid as far away from Washington as possible?
I don't know. Maybe she was just good.
Maybe. They were saying that Clinton used to pay a lot of money for her, for this girl.
For her?
Yeah.
I've seen the picture.
Pretty bad. So have the people. They've started to speak.
All right.
On the instant feedback. The hooker looks like the guy from The Gods Must Be Crazy. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, with the Coke bottle.
The Coke bottle falls out of the airplane over the Serengeti.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. What basketball team is that beast on? That hooker is hideous.
All right.
That hooker looks like a mature buckwheat with a haircut.
Well,
let's see.
Yeah, maybe.
And,
this is so wrong.
Geez, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse.
That's all they said. Well, yeah, like Leno said last night, you thought his girlfriends were ugly.
Wow. I can't believe Clinton was sleeping with this girl. If it is, in fact, a girl. I guess if she had a kid, it is a girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, there you go. Bill Clinton. More stories coming out about.
All right, and if you want to check out the pictures for yourself, just go to the WNEW website, click on our pictures, and you'll find it from there. I think it's under the studio live cam link or whatever.
Yeah, I popped it up there.
Okay, cool. There you go. There you have it. Another show in the can, Anthony.
There you go, huh?
Woo! Wow, where did the time go?
Tomorrow would be FU Friday.
Tomorrow will be the first FU Friday in about 3 weeks because we had a couple weeks off there with the holidays and everything. Mm-hmm. So we are looking forward to a ton of faxes.
You people must be pissed out there.
Now, Ralph Tator, who's on before us, very cool guy. We love the man. He's mm-hmm. great. Yes. He will collect the FU faxes during his show as well if you want to get him in early.
Yeah.
So the fax line is 212-957-WNEW.